Hello.
Hello, Gary.
Yes.
Hi, Gary. This is Zach Miller from Bank of Cardiff. I'm just following up from a voicemail I received from you yesterday.
Oh, well, I was trying to return your call yesterday.
Well, we got a hold of each other.
There you go.
I was actually calling. Looks like we were in communication with you about a year and a half ago regarding some programs you had shown some interest in, either working capital or equipment financing for the business. Does that
Right, I
ring a
guess.
bell at all?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what was happening, but
I was reaching back out because we had made a bunch of changes to those programs, and I was just reaching out to customers or potential customers and giving them an update. We made our capital a lot cheaper. We made it a lot easier to get qualified. We've lowered our rates. We've added new programs. I just wanted to see if there was any needs with the business or anything coming up we could help you out with.
well, there's lots of things coming up or lots of things I could do. The problem is we don't have any work going on.
Oh no.
So, I mean, and that's why we're in trouble.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, if somebody wanted the last 3 months of bank statements, they don't look very good. So,
Yeah, I
hope,
understand.
you know what I mean? Hopefully this month things are going to break loose and going to go, but I mean, we're just kind of sitting here waiting.
Is this normally a slow time of year for you?
Things are tough. I've been in Alaska the last couple of years, and then in October everything got real slow up there. And my brother was here in New Mexico, and he called me, and he was plumb covered up in work, and we needed another truck running in order to keep everybody happy. So I came home, borrowed some money, bought a truck, and we ran pretty good in October and November. Then December, right around Christmas, we had that bad winter storm and it shut everything down. And then in January, we managed to haul two. We were hauling firewood down in Texas. We hauled a couple loads and then everything got shut down there again. They were expecting to pick up a bunch more contracts and they didn't come through. And then after that storm, they called everybody they knew for wood. And well, everybody showed up because nobody'd been working, and then we overloaded them. So it's just been one thing after another. So then like I said, and I hauled two loads in January, and then nothing. And then about the 10th of February, I went back to Alaska. I managed to haul one load in 2 weeks. And I said, guys, if I'm going to be sitting, I might as well be sitting at home. So
That
I'm back home, and we're sitting waiting for things to take off.
I understand.
I talked to one outfit the other day, and they're like, yeah, everything's going to go all at once, and we're not going to be able to have enough trucks everywhere. And it's like, well, we can only hope.
So it's either all or it seems like it's an all or nothing at this point.
It's feast or famine,
Well,
So,
shoot. Maybe
I mean,
perhaps.
I've got one loan that I would love to refinance the money I borrowed to buy the truck, because I need to get an interest cut down on it. But I mean, I don't have any way to back up enough months of income right now,
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what that our program that the working capital is based off of is, we need to see some positive bank statements and just see that there's a some sales happening there. Well, shoot, I'm really sorry to hear that, Gary. Perhaps maybe I check back with you in 2 or 3 months, and hopefully everything's picked up by then.
Yeah, do that and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, I will make a note of that in my calendar, and I will touch base back with you, perhaps let's say May.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
All right, Gary.
Where
Well,
we're
I
at,
pre
yeah, for me,
we're
yeah.
at March 1st today, so that'd be a solid 2 months.
Super Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's right. Yeah, a lot going down today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch the news tonight.
Absolutely. But Gary, hey, I appreciate your time today, and we'll talk again in May, okay? And I
All right. Thanks
keep
a
my
lot.
fingers crossed for you. All
You bet. Thank you.
right, Gary.
All
Bye.
right. Bye.